Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English, the show that brings you an interesting topic, authentic listening practice and vocabulary to help you improve your language skills. I'm Dan.
And I'm Neil. In this programme, we'll be discussing armed police, as well as teaching you 6 new items of vocabulary, of course.
Can we get this done quickly today, Neil? Only I've got to shoot off to a party later.
Shoot off, meaning leave quickly. Of course we can. And it's funny you should mention shooting, because our topic this week is gun control without guns.
Is that so? I have a question about that for you.
Fire away, then.
Fire away, an expression giving permission for someone to ask a question or speak. So, which country has the oldest gun control laws in the world? Is it A, the USA, B, Iceland, or C, Japan?
I'm going to guess B, Iceland, just because I've never been there.
Well, we'll find out if you're right a bit later on. Now, imagine the scene. You are a police officer who's been called out to deal with an incident. When you arrive on scene, you find a dangerous criminal. Do you reach for a gun or a blanket?
Okay, it's got to be a gun.
Well, in most countries in the world, you'd be right, but not in Japan. Despite carrying guns, Japanese police almost never use them. Instead, they rely on a combination of martial arts, and in many cases where a person is violent, they bring out the futon, which is a kind of blanket. And they wrap them up and restrain them, or prevent them from moving.
You're pulling my leg.
Nope. Listen to Japanese journalist Anthony Berto describe the situation.
What most Japanese police will do is to get huge futons and essentially roll up the person who is being violent or drunk into a little burrito and carry them back to the station and calm them down. The response to violence is never violence. It's always to de-escalate it.
So, they safely restrain the person and wait for the situation to de-escalate or become less intense.
Unless a criminal has a gun, Japanese police never fire their weapons.
Surely that means that the criminals always have the advantage, then?
You'd think so, but no. It seems that guns don't really feature in crimes much in Japan.
Well, that's astonishing. So, do you think the criminals don't carry guns because the police don't carry guns? Or that the police don't carry guns because the criminals don't carry guns?
Well, that makes my head hurt. Well, I don't know, but listen to what Ian Overton, the Executive Director of Action on Armed Violence, says about armed police in society.
The American model has been militarize the police. But the challenge I have is that there is very little evidence that a more militarized police results in a more peaceful society. And I'm very concerned that if you have too many police pulling out a gun at the first instance of crime, then you lead to a miniature arms race between police and criminals.
So, America tends to militarize its police, meaning to equip them and use them as an army.
And that causes an arms race with the criminals, which is a competition between two groups to have more weapons than the other group.
He also said there's not a strong connection between armed police and a peaceful society. So does that mean that Japanese society is more peaceful?
Well, violent crime still happens there, but criminals tend to carry other weapons, such as swords and knives. But at least it's a step in the right direction. Now, can you remember the quiz question I asked?
I think so. You asked me which country has the oldest gun control laws in the world. Is it A, USA, B, Iceland, or C, Japan? And I said B, Iceland.
Well, I'm sorry, Neil, that's not right. But don't shoot the messenger, okay? It's Japan, which implemented its gun control laws in 1685.
How interesting. Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this program.
Sure. We had shoot off. If you shoot off, it means you leave somewhere in a hurry. What type of verb is it, Neil? Can you give us an example?
It's a phrasal verb, so it's used conversationally and usually in an informal context. As for an example, when he heard his wife was sick, he shot off to the hospital. Synonyms could be dash off or run off. Next, we had fire away. Now, fire away is an expression giving permission for someone to ask a question or speak. Can you think of any other ways to say the same thing, Dan? If I said, can I ask you a question?
I'd say yes, of course. Go ahead. Please do. Or by all means. Restrain. If you restrain someone, you prevent them from moving. In another sense, you might restrain yourself from doing something. For example, eating chocolate. Have you ever had to restrain your children for anything, Neil?
I have to restrain my children all the time, Dan. Otherwise, they would fight like mad. I have to pull them apart and restrain them. Okay, de-escalate. If something de-escalates, it becomes less intense. This is often used in the context of conflicts or argument. Can you think of a historical example, Dan?
Well, in the 1960s, the Cuban Missile Crisis escalated over a period of 2 weeks and de-escalated only after diplomatic negotiations were successful. But it was pretty close to World War III at one point. Militarize. If something is militarized, it is equipped and used like an army. Give me an example of people who've become militarized, Neil.
Yes, when I was a student in the United Kingdom, some of the foreign students had to go home to take part in national service. That's join the army for a couple of years. So they became militarized. Now, an arms race. An arms race is a competition between two groups to gain more weapons than the other group. Got an example of that, Dan?
The most famous example of this is the Cold War. Both the USSR and the USA became involved in an arms race to stockpile as many nuclear weapons as possible. Well, that's the end of today's 6-Minute English. Please join us again soon.
And we're on social media too, so make sure to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.